All right, welcome back into Morning Drive, ESPN 102.5, The Game. Mikhail Bradengall, the Constable, Chase McCabe with you. Good to have you in on this Friday as we are live this morning from Kitchen Notes inside of the Omni Nashville Hotel as we welcome in Terry Crisp, Preds analyst, brought to you by the Highland Group. Crispy, good morning. How are you, sir?
Good morning, gentlemen. I'm fine, thank you. After the game last night, I feel a whole lot better.
I feel a lot better as well. They had lost three in a row at Bridgestone Arena, so they avoided a fourth straight home defeat. Let's start just generally with the win, and then we'll delve into specifics. Is this the kind of win against a good team in a sound effort that can kind of springboard you here for a couple of weeks and they can go on a bit of a run?
It should be, yeah. The guys should feel pretty good about themselves. I mean, they've been coming close. They've had a good period, a couple bad, good, and the coaches were all asking for, hey, we need a little more consistency. We need three good periods, not just a mediocre, a miserable one, and trying to win it in the third period. They've been sort of harping on that to the hockey club to get them organized and doing it. And last night, even with the win last night, you heard Coach Laviolette at the end, and Lav usually pretty is always honest about it, and he said, you know, I liked that first period. We went to sleep a little bit and whatnot. Pecorine bailed us out as per usual, but he said, by and large, you liked it. And a good, strong third period, which we've been looking for.
Crispy, I don't know where we go with the discussion with Victor Arvidsson at this point anymore. The guy is just on an absolute tear. I am sure of three things in this lifetime right now. I am sure of death, I am sure of taxes, and I am sure that Victor Arvidsson will score a goal. Can you put into words just how good this guy has been?
You know what? It's a treat to watch him. Because he came in, I don't want to say unheralded, but he... You know, Forsberg started off with a burst, and Johansson, we knew that we needed him when we made the big trade for Seth Jones, a good young defenseman. We knew what we were doing with that one. But Arvi was sort of, I don't say an unknown, but one of the scouts must have done their homework really, really well on him, because suddenly this kid just kept getting better and better. And then suddenly he said, hey, this kid's not bad. And hey, this kid's pretty good. And now this kid is on the best line, one of the top lines in the NHL, never mind our hockey club. And he just loves the game. He's a treat to watch. And he's so unassuming. I mean, he scores goals. He likes it. But when you interview him, he's almost embarrassed to talk about the goals he's getting, the plays they're doing. And what I love about him is he gives credit to his two teammates all the time. And when you hear the other two talk, it's the little engine that can do it, Arvi, that they're talking about. So as long as, and he loves the game. And that's probably one of the biggest plus he has going besides his hustle and whatnot. He loves to play the game, and you can tell it every time he's on the ice.
You know, I was watching last night, and Kevin Fiala had a couple of really good scoring opportunities last night, couldn't capitalize. Kyle Turris had maybe one, but he had a couple of really good chances the game before. It feels like they're starting to get themselves into the right positions to make plays, but still can't finish. What is it that's missing there with those two guys? Because when we talk about lack of secondary scoring, you got a phenom at 22 years old who scored 23 goals last year, and your $6 million center. Those two guys should be the guys we're talking about. What is it that they're missing?
You know what? If I was on this team and I was a player, I would watch every time the Joe Fillion went out there as to what they're doing. And if you watch them, they're creative. All three of those guys are creative, but they're also playmakers. And they're also, except Joey won't shoot as much. He just drives me nuts when he's there, but he makes such great passes. I give him a leeway on that one. When the puck's in their stick, they're releasing. They're not looking. They're not waiting. They know what they're doing. Like baseball. When you play baseball and you're always on the field, you're saying, if the ball's hit to me, what am I going to do with it when it comes to me, if it comes to me? Hockey's the same way. If you're bursting down the ice and you're thinking, if I get that puck, am I going to skate, am I going to pass, or am I going to shoot? But you know ahead of time. And I think some of the players like Fiala and Turris and a couple other ones, if they had that mentality that if this puck's on my stick, it's going. I see Turris open, the net's open, or the laneway's open. And just do things a little quicker. And I was watching last night the Montreal team, and their puck movement reminded me of the Detroit Red Wings now, but older days when they would go tape to tape to tape and move it about four times, and you're busy chasing it. And that's what I like to see a little bit of our team, a little quicker puck movement on their decisions, on their breakout pass, a little more quicker given goals. And I think once Fiala and Turris and those guys get used to it, you'll see it start to go in for them.
Crispy, we know this is a long season, and you can't overreact to very small sample size, so I might even be already answering my own question before I ask you the question. But you get the win last night. Saturday you're in Vegas, Tuesday you're in Dallas, and then you've got the Kings and Colorado. So those are the four opponents over the next four games before the trade deadline. Hypothetically, if this team is to win four in a row, factor in last night, go on a five-game win streak, would that alter the aggressiveness or the mindset of David Poile before the trade deadline?
I think definitely. I mean, definitely it would sure calm down and alter the feeling of the coaching staff. If I was the coaching staff on it, I'll tell you that much for the points and what we're trying to do and get to. But, yeah, it would give David Poile a lot more leeway. But David's always thinking. Every morning he's in that office, and every time you see him, he's in talking with the coaching staff or talking to his scouting staff out there. So it won't change David's attitude as to what he thinks he needs to win the Cup. But it will sure go a long ways towards relieving a lot of pressure all the way around. Media, fans, players, staff, and David, yes.
Let me ask you just a basic philosophical question, because as I'm watching the game last night, I'm sitting here going, all right, well, many people believe Jofa's the best line in the NHL. You've got the reigning Vezina Trophy winner, so you have one of the best goaltenders, if not the best goaltender, over the last couple of seasons, in Pekka Rinne, and a great situation with UC Saros as his backup. Everybody tends to agree that we've got the best four defensemen as a core in the entire NHL. So first part of this question is, isn't secondary scoring, of all the issues you could have as a hockey team, isn't secondary scoring one of the easier problems to solve? I mean, if you had to go get a goaltender or a top-line center or a defenseman, wouldn't that be a tougher problem to solve than just second-line scoring?
You're right. That's a very good question and a good assumption, yes. And nobody's going to give you a top-notch goaltender, and nobody's going to give you a top-notch best defenseman in the league. So secondary scoring is out there. I see where Minnesota has the green light. Paul Fenton up there has the green light to unload like a Charlie Coyle or a few other ones of core players of his for them. And they're still in the playoff hunt. So imagine if you got a guy like Charlie Coyle or one of them. But you'd have to, like, the price is going to be big for those. But the thing I still think, when you look over our lineup, it should be, we know what this lineup can do. We've seen them. I mean, we went to the Stanley Cup Finals. Okay, that's in the past. Quit beating that drum. But it was there. It's there. We had a tough one last year against Winnipeg, but I consider Winnipeg one of the top teams in the NHL. Took them to seventh game. Hey, we had the bad game at the wrong time for that one. So these guys are still here. There's no reason. And the other area I look at is, we had one of the best power plays, and those guys are still here, that power play. So put those two together. Our power play gets back to where it is and capable of doing what the staff we have here in the team. And the support cast start to put the puck in the net. They're getting chances. That somebody asked me, was are they squeezing sawdust out of their handles? Well, sawdust was back in the old days, and you had wooden sticks. But right now, maybe they're trying to be too perfect. Like I said, just get on your stick, get it on the net. Like last night, the goal I looked for, Smitty, he comes down the wing. He drills one low on the ice, not into the goalie's gut, not into the goalie's glove, not over the net, not off the post, right on the ice. And Price, one of the best goalies, had to make that save. He kicked the rebound out, and where was Hartman? Right there, midair bounce. That's the kind of play I'm looking more for. That's what I want to see.
Crispy, great stuff as always. We appreciate the time, and we will chat next week. Have a good weekend.
Thanks, Crispy.
All right, thank you very much, guys. Go Preds.
You got it. Terry Crisp, Preds analyst, brought to you by the Highland Group. So let me ask you this question, Braden. Constable, you can pipe in as well. If they go on a tear here and they win these next four games, five-game win streak, does that change, forget Poile for a second, if you were the GM, would that change the approach as to how aggressive you are with 10 days to go?
I think it's short-sighted to say that a five-game stretch would sort of dramatically.
I like that word.
I like that. That's good.
Dramatic and drastically. Dramatically. I don't think it would drastically or dramatically change the way you should sort of big picture view the chances to win the Cup. Mm-hmm. Listen, there have been more than a few people that have said they're not going to make a move. So if they go on a run, it feels like not making the move becomes justified in the short term. But listen, if you think you need a bigger piece on that second line for not just this year, but for the Predators Cup window, then that's, again, that's where the extension comes into play for me. if you're going to go get one of these guys, Panarin or whatever, Stone, Duchesne, like, it must be for more than 19 games for me. It has to be more than that. If it's more than that, you know, my opinion is that it's probably the right move for the team over the next 3 years. If it's, I don't think a small sample size of games should change the way you view your team. I think they're good enough to win the Cup the way they are. Mm-hmm. They just need to play better hockey.
I believe that if you're David Poile, you just look at your roster and you go, do I trust all of these guys to get me to the Stanley Cup? And if the answer is yes, then no, he's not going to make a move. But yeah. I don't base anything off the off a five-game win streak or a three-game losing streak or things like that. I think he's just evaluating the roster, and if he feels like he can make it better and not have to give up everything, then I still think he probably does.
Okay, when we return from Kitchen Notes inside the Omni Nashville Hotel, we have another edition of Stick to Sports. That's next here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.
Guys, how'd you like all your entertainment together at last in one place? Because that's what Xfinity's going to give you, guys. That's right. Xfinity gives you your favorite movies, shows, the fastest way to find them all, access to everything from live television, on demand, Netflix, YouTube, Prime Video, all of that with just the sound of your voice. Want to rewatch that show for the third time on Netflix because you fall asleep like I do in my chair every single stinking night? Just tell your X1 voice remote, I need to rewatch that seventh episode of the fifth season of Walking Dead because Rick is a maniac. I got to do it every single time. Or how about a compilation of cute puppy videos on YouTube? Your remote is all ears. It just takes one little button, and you speak into that bad boy, and you get whatever you need. All you've ever wanted, all you've ever needed, all in one place. That's how Xfinity makes life simple, easy, and awesome. So now through February 21st, get a special offer on Xfinity Internet and Television for just $35 each a month for 2 years when you bundle both with a 2-year agreement. Plus, you get Stars and Showtime included for a year. That's pretty cool, too. Go to Xfinity.com. Call 1-800-XFINITY or visit an Xfinity store today. Requires paperless billing and auto pay. Restrictions apply. New X1 starter double play customers only. Includes up to 150 megabit download speed. Actual speeds vary. Equipment taxes and fees, including BTV and RSN fees extra and subject to change. After term and premium promo regular rates apply. Netflix and Prime memberships are required.